Postscript. My life changed dramatically after I went to England. I spent 3 years in two different English boarding schools, then entered University College and London Hospital Medical College. It was a wonderful period of my life. The whole world of science was opening up to me. I could not wait to get to classes every morning. Laboratory experiments reminded me of intricate chess games. My opponent was the great unknown, about to be unmasked. Along the way, there were tantalizing clues. After graduation, I emigrated to California, United States, and practiced as a physician for 26 years. Although by then I was very happily married and had two lovely children, I still yearned for my parents' acceptance. My father died in 1988, but our stepmother Yang prevented us from reading his original will. It seemed as if I would never know if my father had ever wanted me. 2 years later, Yang herself passed away. It was then that third brother suddenly informed me that I had been unexpectedly and mysteriously left out of our stepmother's will. I also found out that there had been a conspiracy to hide the truth from me. This discovery, together with my desperate search for my father's missing will, was like a page torn out of my childhood. When I had been so cruelly punished for speaking out against Yang, 40 years later, it was happening all over again. You can read all about it in my autobiography, Falling Leaves. I hope you have enjoyed listening to Chinese Cinderella. If you have any questions, please email me at www.adelineyanma.com.
Belinda hopes you enjoyed the reading of Chinese Cinderella, written and read by Adeline Yen Ma. Our audiobooks are becoming increasingly popular among travelers, families, and people who are on the go. If you really enjoyed this audiobook, please introduce your friends and family to the experience. We're sure they'll love you for it. If you want to hear more about our fabulous range of titles, please visit us online at belinda.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to always take a Belinda audiobook with you.